Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. I am so glad that you are all here as we gather and continue to celebrate our season after the Epiphany, this season where we celebrate all of the ways in which God's love is made manifest to us. It's good to have you here in worship. It's good to have you with us on YouTube if you are there. It is just good for us to add our voices in thanks and praise to God. Don't have a lot of announcements. There are Sunday school bags. So if there are children here, if there will be children at your home, please make sure that they get one of those Sunday school bags and have a chance to discover all of the ways in which God loves them. There are lots of other announcements printed in your bulletin, and I hope that you have opportunity to read through them and discover all of the ways in which you can plug into the ministry that goes on around here. But since we have gathered in worship, let us begin that worship by joining together in our gathering song. The hymn is Shout to the Lord. Let us rise and sing together. Almighty and ever-living God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and love, and that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Our first lesson this morning comes from Jeremiah chapter 1, beginning at the 4th verse. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you, to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Now I've put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson comes from 1 Corinthians Chapter 13, beginning at the first verse. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers, and I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I might boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke in the fourth chapter. Then Jesus began to tell to all in the synagogue in Nazareth, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.' And he said, 'Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there was many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove Jesus out of town and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. The Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In talking about life and the ministry of God's love, St. Teresa of Calcutta, whom most of us know as Mother Teresa, she once said this. She said, "People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true friends. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone will destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world your best anyway." You see, in the final analysis, she said, it's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. As we live our faith and watch it grow through caring for people around us, we need to love them anyway. Even when the world misunderstands, even when the world lies about it or makes us feel bad, or even calls us crazy for caring, we get to do it anyway. We get to love fully and freely and without fear. And today in the gospel story, Jesus tells us the truth of that call to love anyway, as well as showing us the call to love inclusively. Last week, if you remember, Jesus spoke his mission statement. a statement of bringing freedom and release of sight and kindness. And we have all been encouraged to make that our mission as well, following Jesus into the world. Last week, we also heard in the beginning of the story that Jesus started his ministry in his hometown. It was with the people that he knew, and it was where he was most comfortable. But as that story continues this week, we discover some of the downside of being that close. We see how familiarity can breed contempt, especially if you don't behave in the way that they think that you should be behaving. Jesus was beginning his ministry in Nazareth, where he grew up, where he knew the people, and he knew the needs that they had. Jesus knew their need for the love of God, and he came to proclaim it and to live it. He came to bring liberty and release, to bring recovery and freedom. And many of the people in the synagogue that day were excited. Now some were keen for Jesus to bring fame to their town, to bring healings and miracles and other kinds of excitement so that all sorts of folks would come to see what Jesus was doing. You see, since he was going to become famous, they knew that he could also make them famous, even if he was just the carpenter's son from down the street. So in the synagogue, Jesus began reminding the people that the love of God isn't an exclusive relationship. God loves the world, and not just the town of Nazareth or the region of Galilee. And as Jesus was doing that reminding, some of those people were being scandalized. Did Jesus mean that he wasn't going to stay there? That he wasn't going to treat them as extra special? Did this mean that other people were going to get some of what they thought was theirs by default? You see, the scandal of the gospel, the truth that God's love is for all, made people in Nazareth angry. Angry enough to chase Jesus out of town and try to throw him off a cliff. Jesus came to proclaim God's love and the freedom that it brings. Jesus brought it and proclaimed it and lived it and shared it with them. But when he wasn't going to share it with them only, when he wouldn't meet their unrealistic expectations, they turned on Jesus, and Jesus loved them anyway. As we live our lives as sinners, we turn on Jesus all the time, and Jesus loves us anyway. You see, for us as Christians, as God's children and as followers of Christ, the world wants to tell us how we should be behaving as Christians as well. They want to give us the parameters by which we can share the love of God and the list of those with whom that can be done. And so we are called to sort of walk the fine line of not listening to what the world is trying to tell us while we love the world anyway. We are called to love the world with the love that comes from God, the love that Paul was talking about in Corinthians today. You see, when Paul opens this chapter, he's telling us that our ministry needs to be done in love. It isn't really ministry if there is no love. We can be dazzlingly smart, articulate in many different languages, we can be benevolent and even generous. But if we're doing it to look good, to become famous, to get our name on a building or a stadium or a postage stamp, it's not love. It's not ministry. It doesn't build the kingdom of God, and it doesn't live God's dream, and that's not what following Jesus looks like. The love that Jesus brings, that love is patient and kind. When patience and kindness seem impossible, that love is not arrogant or rude and does not insist on its own way, even if my way is always the best. This love that comes through Christ rejoices in the truth. Now, love can be hard for us to share and say. It can be equally hard to listen to and participate in, but love is always the correct choice. You see, this love that comes from God bears all things. It believes and hopes and endures all things. When people are trying to chase you off a cliff, God's love gives you the strength to love anyway. When you are ridiculed, persecuted, ignored, God's love gives you the strength to love anyway. When you are confused and frustrated and don't know how to care, God's love gives you the strength, the patience, and the peace to love anyway. Today in the gospel, Jesus gives us another glimpse into the reality of ministry, into its joys and its difficulties. Jesus calls us to follow. He calls us to begin close to where we are and what we know, and if it works, rejoice. And if they chase you, run and love anyway. You see, Jesus came to teach us, to live for us, to die for us, and rise again, that the love of God would be ours. And that love of God is our great source of strength and endurance. This love of God is our great motivator. The love of God gives us wisdom so that we might understand when we get to love anyway. It isn't really about how the world will receive this ministry. It's about how we can turn the love of God into care for other people. We know that God loves us, and that's something that we get to live every day when we get to love anyway. Amen. Please rise. In remembrance and celebration of our baptism, let us confess together our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is poured out upon us in abundance. So we are bold to pray for the church, the world, and all that God has made. Guide your church in the ways of faith, hope, and love. Cultivate ministries and communities of compassion that bear witness to your enduring presence among us. Lord, in your mercy, teach us to live in humility on the earth. Curb arrogance that leads to destruction of natural resources and disregard for future generations. Inspire the work of those who urge us to live in harmony with your creation. Lord, in your mercy, you are the refuge of all who seek hope and freedom. Accompany immigrants, refugees, and asylum seekers around the world who cross borders to find safety and opportunity. Embolden leaders to draft compassionate policies on behalf of migrants and those who assist them. Lord, in your mercy, love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Comfort with your love all who are lonely, fearful, or brokenhearted. Sustain the hope of all those who suffer in body or spirit. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we also pray for those who need your healing presence. Bless all who suffer illness and disease, who struggle with injury and accident. We pray especially for Pamela, John, Dora, Alice, Janet, and Pastor John. May the healing presence of Christ rest upon them and all. Lord, in your mercy. Your grace falls upon young and old alike. Bless the gifts of children in this congregation and in this community. Give us humble hearts to follow their leadership. Inspire us with their laughter, their insight, and their curiosity. Lord, in your mercy, we praise you for those who have gone before us and now see you face to face. Abide with us in this mortal life until we rest in the arms of your never-ending love. Lord, in your mercy, since we have such great hope in your promises, O God. We lift these and all of our prayers to you in confidence and faith through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son, and in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. We give you thanks, Father, through Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, whom you sent in this end of the ages to save and redeem us and to proclaim to us your will. He is your word, inseparable from you, through whom you created all things and in whom you take delight. He is your word, sent from heaven to a virgin's womb. He there took on our nature and our lot and was shown forth as your Son, born of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary. He, our Lord Jesus, fulfilled all your will and won for you a holy people. He stretched out his hands in suffering in order to free from suffering those who trust you. He is the one who handed over to a death he freely accepted in order to destroy death, to break the bonds of the evil one, to crush hell underfoot, to give light to the righteous, to establish his covenant and show forth the resurrection, taking bread and giving thanks to you, said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering then his death and resurrection, we take this bread and cup, giving you thanks that you have made us worthy to stand before you and to serve you as your priestly people. Send your Spirit upon these gifts of your church. Gather into one all who share this bread and wine. Fill us with your Holy Spirit to establish our faith in truth, that we may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Come to God's table. There is always room for you, and there is always enough for all. Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are also sent in love and service. And so together we pray, Most High God, you have come among us at this table. By the Spirit's power, form us to be bearers of your word, sharing gifts of mercy and grace with all. Through Christ Jesus, our host and our guest. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we may see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stay warm, stay dry, stay safe. As you go into the world with hope,
to make God's vision our mission.
Please stay warm, stay dry, stay safe. As you go into the world with hope,
to make God's vision our mission.
May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.